Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, source of all goodness and life, who clothes us with Christ and makes us one by the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Amen. I invite you to turn to page 18 in your booklets.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Peace in the church, the healing of the nations, and renewal of creation, let us pray. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, eleison. Those who thirst or hunger, those who have no shelter, and all who are imprisoned, let us pray. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison. Gather here to sing their thanks and praise and plead for help and mercy, let us pray. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, eleison. Comfort and defend us, O God.
A blessing on the night, and all creation sings your praise. You form and fire the sun.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
A reading from Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve the Lord in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the deities that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And who did those great signs in our sight? The Lord protected us all along the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we will serve the Lord, for the Lord is our God." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near.
Please join us in singing the psalm refrain. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
My love is stronger.
My love is stronger.
My love is stronger than your fear.
My love is stronger than your fear.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
My love is stronger.
My love is stronger.
And I have promised.
And I have promised
to be always near.
Promise to be always near.
The eyes of the Lord are up on the righteous, and God's ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to erase the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them and delivers them from all their troubles.
Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and save those whose spirits are crushed. Many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from everyone. God will keep safe all their bones. Not one of them shall be broken.
Stronger than your fear.
evil will bring death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. O Lord, you redeemed the life of your servants, and those who put their trust in you will not be punished.
Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. And I have promised to be always
here. A reading from Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of the Lord's power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We continue on page 7 with our gospel acclamation. Please stand. Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I abide in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me who will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Or does this scandalize you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. but among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I always wanted to belong to one of those churches that started singing like right as the preacher was ending the sermon, like didn't sit down and announce the hymn like we do usually in this place, but just like started singing. So we're going to do that tonight at the end of the sermon. We might have to kind of prime the pump a little bit here, but our choir is going to teach a song, and then I'll get up here and preach again.
Fight your battles,
be still.
Be still.
God will fight your battles,
be still.
Be still.
God will fight your battles.
God will fight
your battles if you just keep still.
Be still.
Be still.
God will fight your battles,
be still.
God
fight your battles,
be still.
God will fight your battles.
God will fight your battles
if you just keep still.
Thanks, guys. I heard that song for the first time in a conference a couple months ago at the Calvin Institute in Grand Rapids. And then I came back to Holden Village and I was surprised that it's actually printed in one of the Holden publications called Singing Our Prayer. It's a delight. It's a delightful song. It's available in the bookstore. But I wonder about this song, because on the bottom where it says text and music, who it's attributed to the African American community. It says African American spiritual. It's not attributed to a single person, but a collective voice who gave rise to this song, a people whose voice bellowed this out. Be still, God will fight your battles. That's a thing of deep, deep trust. There is a rootedness of God there that arises not out of some kind of choice, but just out of some desperation. It's a little like the words of our gospel this evening. Lord, to whom can we go? Jesus asked them, are you going to go away like all the others? Because I've said these scandalous things. And they say, Lord, where else can we go? The words are yours. This is all we can do. That's a thing of deep trust. Now, I want you to do something with me. I invite you right now to close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. And I want you to picture the face of a person who you would call or consider an enemy, or a person who you have a difficult time with. Maybe it's a coworker or an ex-lover or a boss or a dictator, whoever. I want you to picture that person in your mind's eye right now. And I know you're all very sweet people who would never be angry at anybody, but just dig deep and try. Maybe they're in this room, maybe they're across the world. Now, I want you to conjure up all the things that you would like to say to that person or yell at them. Conjure up those things and picture all that you've conjured in the form on your body as armor or in the form of a weapon, anything like that. And then I want you to imagine standing across from that person as you are now newly weaponized. Now, for some of this, that might feel pretty good. But now I want you to imagine just one by one picking off the pieces of that armor and setting it aside. Take those weapons, put them in a pile, and now imagine yourself standing there totally vulnerable without any weapons or armor or defenses. You can open your eyes now. This is the question at the heart of our gospel this evening. Whose defenses are we going to mount? Ours or God's? But that's a tricky question. It's kind of this scandalous sort of question, because the idea of standing in front of an enemy totally vulnerable without anything to defend yourself can be painful to imagine, because we know from experience, if you've ever stood in the truth and had somebody lie to you, you know how vulnerable that position can be. But I think this is what Ephesians is getting at. Set your defenses aside. But the problem is that our defenses work. Not the way we hope, but they usually tend to work. It's like this. Legend has it that in about the 3rd century, the night before a battle that would decide who would hold unified power over the Roman Empire, a powerful leader named Constantine had a dream in which Jesus told him to, quote, mark the heavenly sign of the cross on the shields of all of your soldiers. So he went out and did that. Every soldier engraved the cross on their shields, and it worked. His adversary, who outnumbered him significantly, was humiliated in battle the next day. Constantine goes on to become emperor. And I'm afraid that Christians have been misreading Ephesians ever since. That instead of putting on the armor of God, faith, righteousness, power, peace, we put on our own armor. And then we mark our own armor with the cross, and we tell ourselves that God ordained that armor. Well. But that move usually ends up hurting us, and it usually ends up hurting everybody around us. The world has watched and listened this week, over the past 2 weeks actually, as over 1,000 victims of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania finally had their day in court. As these stories were detailed and outlined, relived, told aloud, anew and afresh, it has been such a painful couple of weeks. And we know why these stories have been kept quiet, right? In a letter from the Pope to the people, he says, essentially, church leaders were afraid that the stories of these victims would hurt the institution. So they covered it up. Leaders, lay people, priests, church officials, bishops, people dressed like this, covered it up because they were afraid that it would hurt the institution. Covered it with half-truths and alternative truths and threats and lies, all in the name of defense. As if defending the institution were defending God. So whose defenses are we mounting? Ours or God's? It turns out that when we choose to mount our own defenses, people get hurt. Not just anybody, but the ones who we're supposed to be looking after. Also in the 3rd century, there was this deacon right before Constantine. There was this deacon named Lawrence, and Lawrence was the treasurer of the church. Now, it didn't mean much that he was the treasurer of the church, because the church didn't have much money at that point, but he was the treasurer nevertheless, and he went around Rome always talking about the treasurer of the church. And at that same time, Rome was kind of having a hard time paying its bills, and the prefect of Rome, the ruler here, always heard Lawrence talking about this treasure. He kept hearing this, and so he was thinking gold and silver and jewels, and so one day when comes time to pay some bills, he calls over to Lawrence, gets him in court, and he says, bring me the treasures of the church. I demand you to do that. So Lawrence thinks about it, gives the prefect kind of a quizzical look, and then leaves. 3 days later, he shows up in court. And the court kind of starts having this smell to it. Because instead of gold and jewels, he's arrived with this mass of people. Not just any group of people, but it's the sick and the hungry and the brokenhearted, the beggars, the dying, the imprisoned. All of these people are gathered in the prefect's court. All the people that the church has been taking care of. And he says, here you are. These are the treasures of the church. Standing in the truth isn't always easy. Lawrence is sentenced to death by the authorities for that. But these are these little ones. This is the treasure of our church. In a letter published on Monday, Pope Francis wrote, "We showed no care for the little ones. We abandoned them." In other words, the church lost sight of its treasure. So here's this question again. Whose defenses are we going to mount? Ours or God's? Because in my experience, when we mount our own defenses, when we're looking at that enemy across from us, putting on our own shields and swords and helmets, we usually end up hurting somebody, not that person, but everybody else, and hurting ourselves. Any person or people that privileges its own defense or longevity over the lives and wellness of the treasure of God is probably mounting the wrong set of defenses. And Jesus asks, does this scandalize you? And for many of the disciples gathered there, there have been 5,000 people gathered there at one point listening to him, and then they're in the synagogue. Most of them leave because, yes, what he is proposing is scandalously vulnerable. But all along the way in this Bread of Life discourse, he's proposing a way of life that is this deep and abiding trust that God will feed us, that God will nourish us, that God's sustenance is enough, even with all the enemies in the world around us, that the truth is enough, that faith is enough, that God's promises are enough, even to stand up to the empire. And the empire is pretty weaponized. So we hear today, yes, yes, you need armor, but use God's. Let yourself be awash there in the font. Let yourself be awash in the all-encompassing armor and defense of God. Trust that the truth is powerful enough. Pope Francis said this week that in the end, the outcry of the victims was more powerful than all of the measurements, all of the measures meant to silence them. The truth prevailed. And Francis says, the Lord heard their cry and once again showed us on which side God stands. So take off your own defenses. Put on the armor of God. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith. It's gonna feel vulnerable, but be still.
Be still.
Be still and know that God's bread is enough, that God's sustenance is enough, God's promises are enough. But when you're standing in that armor, when you're standing in the truth, it doesn't matter how many weapons they've got pointed at you, how many lies they tell against you, it doesn't matter because at that point you're not even fighting your own battles. God's going to fight your battles. Be still. This could take a while, but be still.
Be still. God will fight your battles. Be still.
Be still.
God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you just be still. Be still. God will fight your battles. Be still. God will fight your battles. Be still. God will fight.
fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you just keep still and keep a praying.
Keep a praying.
God will fight your battles. Keep a praying. God will fight your battles. Keep a praying. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you just keep still. Keep a waiting. God will fight your battles. Keep a waiting. God will fight your battles. Keep a waiting. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you just keep still. Keep a singing. God will fight your battles. Keep a singing. God will fight your battles. Keep singing. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you just keep still. I'm a witness. Oh, God will fight your battles. I'm a witness. God will fight your battles. I'm a witness. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battles if you just keep still. Be still. God will fight your battles. Be still.
Be still.
God will fight your battles. Be still.
Be still.
God will fight your battles.
God will fight your battles
if you just keep still.
God will fight your battles if you just keep still.
God will fight your battles if you just keep still.
We continue on page 21 of our service booklets.
Your suffering ones,
in your love, Lord.
Heal afflicted ones,
in your love, Lord.
Shield your joyous ones,
in your love, Lord.
Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night.
Watch, O Lord, with all those.
Hold your grieving ones,
in your love, Lord.
Raise your fallen ones,
in your love, Lord.
Mend your broken ones,
in your love, Lord.
Lord of all. Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night.
Watch, O Lord, with all those. Your angels and saints charge over all who sleep.
Guard your little ones
in your love, Lord. guide your searching ones.
In your love, Lord,
grant us all your peace.
In your love, O Lord,
watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night.
Watch, O Lord, with all charge over all who sleep.
For what else do the people of God pray?
For pastor Rebecca's wife or baby.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Children separated.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For those displaced by fire.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For those struggling with addiction.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. For those who will die this week.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For all endangered species.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For those fighting cancer.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Suffering from the heart.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your loving hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, in your love, and in your grace. Amen. The peace of the risen Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share a sign of that peace.
As our offering is collected, we're going to sing an anthem with you, and we'd like you to sing with us. It's number 779, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. You don't need to turn to it if you know the words. But if you don't, pick up the hymnal and number 779. Some of it you won't know, the choir will take over there.
Amazing. my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are
rescued me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
Choir.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine.
Let us pray. We bless you, O God, gracious and merciful. You bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger, that all may know your care. Prepare us now to feast upon your mercy, Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good, everywhere and always, to give you thanks and praise, Holy God, mighty and immortal, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who on this day broke the chains of death, and by his glorious resurrection, open for us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and of the Lord.
God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath.
We praise you, O God.
Generations bless your faithfulness. Through the waters, across the wilderness, by night and day, out of exile and into the future.
We bless you, O God.
We give you thanks for your Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, and with us now.
We thank you, O God.
On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, broke it, and gave thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
O Lord, we pray for the gift of your Spirit. In our gathering, upon this bread, within this cup, among your people, throughout the world, blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, for your mercy through Jesus Christ, by your Spirit, in your church, and without end.
Amen, amen, amen.
Gathered around the table together by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Be still. Take, eat, and receive a God who encompasses us in tender care always. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
First communion hymn will be number 483. Here is bread. Number 483.
is peace. Christ is with us. He is with us. Know his grace. Find his peace. A feast on Jesus here. In this bread there is healing. In this cup is life forever. In this moment, by the Spirit, Christ is with us here.
Jesus crucified. In this bread there is healing. In this cup is life forever. In this moment, by the Spirit, Christ is with us.
Please turn in the hymnal to number 860, 860, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad.
rise as you are able. I'm so glad.
Sorry, I stood you up a little early.
Let us pray. Creator of the stars of night, we give you thanks for this gift of life. Increase our faith and open our eyes that we might recognize Jesus in all whom you call us to love and to serve. Abide with us as darkness deepens and be our hope and highest joy until at last with all your saints we dwell in your unfailing light. Amen.
Receive this blessing. Holy God, blessed Trinity, strengthen your faith, increase your hope, deepen your love, and give you peace this night and always. Amen. Our sending hymn is number 763. 763.
My life flows on in endless song, a bulwark's lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off wind that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock God thank you.
peace. Go in peace, rest in God, rise to serve.
Thanks be to God.